This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Christians around the world celebrated Easter on Sunday, but their observances were different this year because of COVID-19. Instead of going to church, many people participated in virtual observances on one of the holiest days on the Christian calendar. People all over the world have been ordered to stay home to curb the tide of the virus. Pope Francis live-streamed his Mass from the Vatican, holding the ceremony in solitude in St. Peter's Basilica, rather than, as traditional, sharing it with thousands of worshipers on the piazza outside. It was one of his most political messages since his election in 2013. He said this is not a time for self-centeredness, because the challenge we are facing is shared by all. Some defiant U.S. ministers, however, held services at their churches despite shelter-in-place orders that ban large gatherings. The U.S. is leading the world in cases and deaths due to the virus. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reports the U.S. has more than 500,000 cases and more than 20,000 deaths. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned on Sunday there is extraordinary risk of the further spread of the ravaging coronavirus if the United States is reopened to business and a sense of normalcy too quickly on May the 1st, as President Donald Trump is considering. Fauci told CNN it's not going to be a light switch to regenerate U.S. commerce as government recommendations for safe distancing between people end on April 30th. He held out hope that in some ways the country could return to work and routine day-to-day activities next month, but he said it is likely to be different in various parts of the country, depending on the number of cases in specific communities and whether testing has shown that most people aren't infected. The U.S. coronavirus death toll has topped 20,000. This is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan appealed to the international community on Sunday to provide developing countries with urgent debt relief to help tackle the COVID-19 crisis facing them. Khan made his Global Initiative on Debt Relief appeal on a day when a World Bank report warned that countries in South Asia, including Pakistan, India, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh, are on course to experience their worst economic performance in 40 years in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. In his nationally televised speech, Prime Minister Khan said the developed world is focused on containing the deadly pandemic through lockdowns and dealing with its economic impacts at the same time. But he lamented struggling economies like that of Pakistan have been hit hard by restrictions on movement that have halted economic activity, caused widespread unemployment, and triggered new challenges. He said while stopping the virus from killing people, the biggest worry for the developing world now is that people are dying of hunger as a result of the lockdown. The International Committee of the Red Cross is calling on Libya to ensure delivery of humanitarian aid while maintaining preventive measures in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement issued in Tunisia on Sunday, the ICRC expressed deep concern that hundreds of thousands of Libyans are caught in an intensifying conflict as COVID-19 threatens to spread and debilitate the country's fragile health system. Libya and the Libyan people need more support and resources to face this challenge, said the statement. Enforcement of curfews and border closures to help curb the spread of the disease, although important as preventive measures, are creating new challenges for the delivery of humanitarian aid and keeping supply chains for food, medicine, and basic needs open. The ICRC is providing medical supplies to hospitals and primary health care facilities in the country and is delivering other medical items to health care workers on the front line. OPEC and its oil allies reached agreement Sunday to cut global production by 9.7 million barrels a day starting May the 1st to shore up the world's price in the face of a significant drop in the demand for oil because of the coronavirus pandemic. The pact was reached after an emergency virtual meeting of oil officials from 23 countries completed just hours before a new week of oil trading was set to start. The benchmark price for Brent crude has fallen into the low $30 a barrel range in the past month, threatening the U.S. shale industry and severely impacting the budgets of oil-dependent countries. OPEC agreed Thursday to the production cut, about 10% of the world oil supply, but Mexico balked at the amount it was being asked to cut. This is VOA News.